Hey family, it's your girl Alicia, and oh my God, has it been a minute? When I tell you, your girl has been working, I have been busy. Let's catch up, right? Let's dive into it. So, I'm not back, I'm better. Let me just say that. I'm better. God, where to begin? So many things have happened, so many changes. So these past few months have been a wild, wild ride. Just a lot of things have changed. In this time frame, I've discovered more about myself. I've done in-depth work. I do therapy with a wonderful counselor who's amazing. Not just Jesus, you know, God and therapy, I'm strongly in agreement with. I've been doing the work, guys. I've got a lot of stuff I didn't realize. Stuff that, you know, we tend to carry from childhood. Stuff that you don't realize you're carrying. Yeah, you got to get all that out of you. Because you can't be as productive as you want to be or as productive as you think you are. Unless you, like, cleared of all the baggage. So, I am doing the work. Another big thing that has happened is we have recently moved to a house. And it's a lot more space than we've ever had. And it's a beautiful house, guys. So, my little family has packed up. We're still in Charlotte, but like on the outskirts. And we love the area. We love where we're at. We're getting accustomed to this environment as my children get ready to start back school. Crazy, crazy. We are expecting our fourth. Surprise! That's another thing, too, right? Yes, honey. At this moment, currently, I'm about 20 weeks pregnant, which is like my halfway mark. So that is where I'm at. Wow. So let's unpack that. Finding out I'm pregnant, honey, that within itself was just, that was a whole thing. Okay. I was depressed for about 5 days straight, maybe four. And by depressed, I knew it because I felt it. I felt the depression. Like, I felt a heaviness. I felt a weight. I felt like a burden. Like, it felt like too much. Like, all at once. Like, when I found out, we were in the process of looking for a new place to move and trying to make sure our savings was where it needed to be. And, you know, just getting kids the clothes they needed because school would be starting and trying to figure out the summer and, you know, in between caterings and, you know, things was just a lot. It was a lot going on. And so at the time, I could not even fathom that we were expecting another child. Like, I could not move beyond that moment in my mind. It felt like an ultimate betrayal from God. Like, I literally was like, God, why have you forsaken me when it happened, right? I can laugh about it now, but when I found out, I was like, this cannot be real. Are you serious? Not planned, not talked about, not discussed. Total surprise, baby. But I know now that, you know, and I've known before, the children are a blessing. Just in that moment, I could not see the light in that moment. And that was a really rough period. But I have family that are strong and they help pray me through that time. And I realized it's okay. It's okay to have those feelings, you know, to have doubt or to feel stressed or, you know, I literally was like, where's the baby going to sleep in the drawer? You know, we're already over capacity at the place that we're currently at. But I couldn't see nothing beyond that moment. Like, I wasn't looking past this moment in time. Like, you know, I can only see what I felt in that moment, how heavy it felt on me. And your girl had been working out, honey, because I was starting to get snatched. So that's another thing. I was like, really? We doing an invasion of the body snatchers again? So, you know, in that moment, it felt just like too much, like seemed too much for real. But I am so grateful because I know that everything happens for a reason. And I know that this child I'm carrying, which is, by the way, another boy, which we were praying for a boy. So we'll have two boys and two girls, be even Steven and completely done, right? Done. God willing. So I know the children are a blessing, you know. I know that this child that I'm carrying could be another present or, you know, could be the doctor that helps to cure cancer, that helps heal millions, you know. I have to just, like, step out of the equation for a minute. Like, and look at the situation from, you know, perspective of where I've been placed. Like, God has given me this seed, this child to, you know, grow and nurture, you know, under our care and my husband for the time frame that we have him, you know, so he can go off to do what he's supposed to do. And that arrow goes into the future, right? So it's like so beyond you. Like, once you realize and think about the blessing that children are and their purpose here on this earth, you know, they're yours for the small amount of time that they're yours. But after that, they have a calling on their life they have to fulfill, same as you. So it's a beautiful thing. I'm super, super excited. We finally decided on the name. We always struggle with the name. And I'm so looking forward to meeting this little person, right, that God has blessed us with. In addition to that, our business has been doing good. We've been thriving. We've had, you know, caterings here and there, but we are growing and we're starting to get our name out more and, you know, pushing for more contracts and government opportunities and looking to, you know, get to a billion-dollar company. That is the goal. So that being said, your girl has been busy, y'all. I have not even had a minute to stop and get on here to record, and I'm working on that because I've been requested by a couple people. So, you know, I know that this is also a gift that God has given me, you know, the gift of gab. That was like a good couple of weeks that I could not talk. Like, I sounded like straight up Lou Rawls with like a trumpet in my throat. Like, it wasn't even cute. I was super raspy and I'm still getting over it now, but I was trying to make sure my voice was clear so I can really enunciate and, you know, speak to you guys from the heart. Like, I am still in this game called life and still doing this entrepreneurial life and, you know, just busy. I'm also teaching cooking classes on the side at Sur La Table, right, in Charlotte. So check your girl out. Come and do a cooking class with me, right? Side money, right? It's all about multiple streams of income, how we build wealth. So not just one, multiple. So that's where we're at, y'all. I've been doing the work. I have been doing the work. And what I found out that when you start pulling back the layers of your life and the things that, you know, built you as a person and built you to where you're at, you think about cause and effect, you know, all of your actions that have gotten you to the place that you're in. You think about what your goals are for the future. You know, how do you get there? And it's just, it's like, it is such a beautiful thing to really realize the layers that make up you as a person, especially, you know, when you're in a different stage in your life and things that you've overcome when you look back. Like, do the work, guys. Like, don't run from these feelings. Like, everybody has their baggage and their stuff. Everybody has stuff, like, everybody, right? But the beautiful thing is, like, you get to embrace that because these are pieces of your life, right? Like a puzzle. Everybody has these pieces. These are parts that make up you. And the beautiful thing is your picture wouldn't be complete without all these pieces, right? The good, the bad, the ugly, the stressed, the broke, the busted, disgusted. All of those are parts and pieces of your life that make up the mosaic that is you, right? The beautiful creation that you are. So embrace it, right? It's something that I'm learning. Like, all of my stuff, and I got stuff, okay? I got drama with my mom, you know, with my dad, stuff I need to work out, you know, stuff with my family members, stuff, right? And sometimes it can get heavy, but I'm doing the work that I need to. And what I found out, that it's okay, you know, if you need to distance yourself from certain situations or certain people, even if they are family, even if you love them, you know, it's okay to set those healthy boundaries for your own peace of mind. Because at the end of the day, what you have is you, right? You have to take care of you, your peace of mind. You know, you got to know who you are deep down inside and what you need to fulfill wherever you need to go, right? To fulfill that purpose that you're supposed to fulfill. So do the work, guys, okay? Like, I say that as a person who's doing it. Who is doing it. And I can honestly say, you know, my marriage, we had a rocky the first couple of months out of this year. It's going into September now, but honey, marriage ain't easy, okay? And we just hit 10 years in June, but your girl, we was almost up out of here. We was like, do we hit the pause button So I'm doing the work in my marriage too. We've gotten to a place where we're in a very good spot as far as communication goes. We know we still have work to do, but marriage is not easy, right? That's a whole series in itself. And I think I've done maybe one or two, but we'll have some more parts of that, right? And I'll even get my hubby on here so he can speak with you guys. But just know, like, as long as both of you are willing to do the work, then you'll make it, right? Like, you both have to be willing to do the work. That is the hardest part. Not just saying I do, not picking a dress, not picking a venue. All of that is cute and a cake. But the work starts after that wedding, right? Willing to do the actual work. It's more than just speaking, you know? Sometimes it's more than actions. Like, you got to be willing to pull back the layers, right? And when you realize that both of you have stuff, both of you have different upbringings, both of you have things that you bring to the marriage and to the table, you know, you got to work through all of your stuff, okay? So that's the biggest thing. This is where I'm at around. This is the maturity that I have come to in my 33 years of living. Just do the work. Do the work, right? And I found that I feel so much lighter. Not just discussing these things with my therapist, but praying on these things. Sometimes I write about them. Sometimes I meditate on things that I need to get out and release it. You know, there's different practices you can use. I've seen some people where it's like you find a balloon and you speak all the negative or other things that you're holding on to. You tie the balloon up, you pop it, and you let it go. Like, that's a way of release. You know, there's different techniques out there, but like, do the work that you need to do to get to the healthiest, better version of you, right? That's what we're all striving for. You want to be the best version of you, because you can't help anybody if you're not operating in your highest and best potential, right? So that's where we're at, guys. Like, episode is not long, but I'm not back, I'm better. And we're going to have these episodes on a weekly basis, guys. I'm coming back to you. So I'm just here to encourage you. Oh, I'm a mentor now too, right? God, I got so much going on. I had somebody reach out to me from Johnson & Wales. And yeah, I'm a mentor now. Not even thinking that I had anything to mentor, but this young lady aspires to be where I'm at. You know, she sees me as a business owner as her goal. And I love that I can pour into somebody else. So that is another thing. You know, I cannot even express the fulfillment that I get from that. Just being able to see somebody from where they are and see myself in them. You know, like, I've been there. I've been in the industry. I've done this. And, you know, getting to a point where you're just grateful for where you're at and you're thankful, even though you might have to work hard, you know, you might have to stay up late. There's no better fulfillment than working for yourself, in my opinion. So that is where we're at, guys. I'm here to encourage you, right? Live your life. Carpe diem. Seize the opportunities. Seize the moments, right? Take the opportunities. Go for it. And do the work. That's where we're at. So I hope this helps somebody, anybody, right? Drop me a line. Let me know what you think, guys. I'm not better. I'm back. I'm here to, you know, dive in. Let's talk. Let's discuss. And I look forward to hearing what you guys got to say, okay? Lily signing out. You guys have a good night as always. Smile. God bless.